John S. Doyle has what it says in this morning's papers.
The long delays at Dublin Airport at the weekend are the main story for the papers. Chaos is how the Irish Times and Irish Daily Mail describe it. Dublin Airport is a national embarrassment, according to the Irish Examiner headline. International embarrassment, says the Mail. As the Irish Independent reports, passengers were forced to queue for hours outside both terminals at the airport from early yesterday morning, and many missed their flights as a result. That paper's headline reports, airport bosses admit, "We don't know cause of delays." There are plenty of pictures of those very long queues. "Queues in control," asks the headline in the Irish Daily Star. The Examiner quotes the Dublin Airport Authority's Group Head of Communications, Kevin Cullinan, as saying, "Significantly, we did not have sufficient staff manning posts throughout the airport to cope with demand early on, and hence queues built up." The Times highlights the authority's statement that it will provide refunds to passengers who missed their flights because of the long delays. In other stories, the Examiner reports that the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, has ordered an independent investigation after six prisoners had to be released immediately from custody after errors in calculating their sentences were discovered. Social housing makes the Times front page. Olivia Kelly reports that the number of households in need of social housing is likely to be double what the government estimated. That's according to a report from the Parliamentary Budget Office. Approximately 60,000 households are on local authority housing lists, but a similar number are receiving HAP payments in the private rented sector, Kelly writes. This means, the report stated, that a more accurate estimate for households with a housing need may be closer to 122,000. The Independent reports that the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has warned the hospitality industry that any evidence of price gouging could result in the government opting to restore the higher rate of VAT for the sector in 2023. According to a price survey by the Independent, Aoife Breslin reports, people planning to stay in Ireland for their holidays are being asked to fork out as much as €1,500 for a four-star hotel for two people for a two-night break. On the news from Ukraine, Terry Prone, in a column in The Examiner, writes about the young Russian soldier who pleaded guilty in a Ukrainian court to fatally shooting an unarmed civilian. She quotes Philippe Sands, a specialist in international law, who has his doubts about the matter. He has written about a situation where, years down the line, you've prosecuted a number of low-grade soldiers or conscripts for dreadful things. But the people at the top table, who are truly responsible, got off scot-free.